We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you?
I'm great. How's your day been up to this time?
So far, so good. And I think it's going to get better because we're going to talk about some good stuff to eat.
Oh, we're going to talk about some good stuff to eat. We're going to talk about strawberries.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. And I go back strawberries a long way. When I was young, my dad worked for the highway department, and he was over several districts. At that time, Bowling Green was a big strawberry center. They raised a lot of strawberries there and sent them out. Always during strawberry season, my dad would find the time to go to Bowling Green. He would bring back a crate of strawberries. When people think of a crate of strawberries now, you know, they think of these little wooden boxes.
Mm-hmm.
This crate had about, I don't know, maybe 20 of those little boxes in it. It would be like 10 gallons of strawberries or more.
That's a lot of strawberries.
It's a lot of strawberries, and my mother didn't, and we ate a lot of them. And maybe it was even more than that. I mean, it was just this great big box. I could see it, enormous. We spent quite a bit of time working up strawberries. You heard your mother say that. I got to work up these beans. We had to work up strawberries. We ate a lot. My mother made wonderful strawberry shortcake. And then we made strawberry preserves.
Mm-hmm.
She had this great big pot. I mean, you know, after about 3 days, I sort of felt like my face was becoming pitted with little black seeds all over it. We did so many strawberries. And we kind of, you know, we sort of grew out of them right then. But I've always really loved strawberries. My birthday's in May, and it seemed like strawberries always came in around May. And I had a lady who wasn't my aunt, but a dear friend of ours, and she would always bring me the first little batch that she got for my birthday.
Well, that's nice. So, and you have some recipes for us today?
Oh, I've got strawberry recipes.
What are we going to start out with?
Let's start out with a double crust strawberry pie. You know, most of us anymore, when we think about strawberry pie, we think about strawberry pie with the mock glaze and the cold strawberry pie.
Right.
At that time, when I was young and we were doing that, our strawberry dishes were hot. I don't remember the glazed strawberry pie ever eating it until, this is long before your time, Bob Colglazer's Ranch House. And then Frisch's Big Boy on Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm.
We go up there and they had the strawberry pie.
Well, now that's what I think of when I think of strawberry pie, is the cold pie.
Yeah, but this is before your time. But this is a hot one. And then I love, kind of in your neck of the woods, Huber's has a strawberry rhubarb cobbler, which is really good. I really like that.
I've not tried that, but that's something I need to put on my list.
You know, if rhubarb's not your thing, and when I used to say one of the things I didn't like was rhubarb, but then I guess I just hadn't eaten it enough. Mother never raised any. I can remember at this house, when my great aunt and uncle lived here, there being some big leaf rhubarb plants down here in the backyard, but they're gone by the wayside now. But I love their strawberry rhubarb cobbler, and I have made it.
Okay.
I don't have that recipe here. But this is a hot strawberry pie, like we think of an apple pie, a double crust strawberry pie. It's good, and I like it. It's good warm, and it's good with a little ice cream on it, you know, or a little Cool Whip or whipped cream.
Okay.
Well, which that doesn't hurt anything, does it?
Not at all.
Okay, the ingredients is a half a cup plus 1 tablespoon sugar divided, a fourth of a cup all-purpose flour, a half a teaspoon ground cinnamon, 4 cups fresh strawberries sliced, pastry for a double crust pie, and 2 tablespoon milk. And that pastry for that pie, you know, can certainly be a frozen pie crust or those, because making pie crust has not been my thing. My mother made wonderful pie crust, which I'm sure yours did too, because you couldn't buy it then.
You couldn't buy it. If you didn't make it, it didn't happen.
You didn't have pies or cobblers unless you took a little flour and lard, a little milk, I think water in pie crust, and cut that up with 2 knives, Mama did. Of course, now we have processors, and mm-hmm. I probably could make it better now. But she made, I'm sure your mother and your grandmother both made many a pie crust.
They did.
And it was wonderful, flaky, good pie crust.
Yes, it's hard to find a store-bought pie crust that can compare, but when you look at the amount of work that goes into it, you understand why not many people take that effort anymore.
I certainly am. After making several that didn't turn out very well, I saw no use not to use those other. And there were mixes in a box for a while that you mixed up. That was really about making it the same way, and, you know, it'd stick to the rolling pin. And I have some horror stories of pie crust. Okay, go on, Sam, and give the rest of this recipe. And you preheat your oven to 425. In a large bowl, mix a half a cup sugar, flour, and cinnamon. Add the strawberries and toss to coat. On a lightly floured surface, roll one half of the pastry dough to an 1/8-inch thick circle and transfer to a 9-inch pie plate. And you know, if you've got a good frozen one there, Marie Callender makes the best frozen pie crust. You can do that when it's in there. You trim the pastry even with the rim and add the filling. And you roll the remaining dough to a 1/8-inch thick circle and place it over the filling, and you trim, seal, and flute the edge. And, you know, if you've got one of those frozen ones, you can just turn it over on top of there.
Right.
And you cut some slits in the top, brush with milk, sprinkle with remaining sugar. Bake 35 to 40 minutes or until the crust is golden brown and the filling is bubbly. Cover the edge loosely with foil during the last 20 minutes if it's needed to prevent over-browning. Remove the foil and cool on the wire rack an hour before serving. It makes 8 servings, depending on who's eating it. You know, that's good. That's an old-time double crust strawberry pie.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's what people made all the time before we had the glaze. And
sure.
I experimented with a lot of glazes, you know, with that. Because I made one that had the 7-Up in it, and, you know, somebody was talking the other day about still making it, and they used some, they had some strawberry Jell-O in it. But I have to admit, I think this Shumai is pretty good.
I think I would like to try a hot strawberry pie.
Yeah,
that sounds very good.
It is good. It's very good. I mean, as I say, I like almost anything with strawberries in it. Probably if I'm going to eat preserves or something like a good old hot butter biscuit, strawberry preserves are pretty good.
Sounds good.
And we used to have those a lot. I can see all those jars, and I also can feel the drip of the sweat as I'm standing over the stove stirring them when Mama made me.
A lot of work goes into canning.
It does. It does. And we used to do so much, you know. There's nothing better than home canned green beans.
I will agree.
You know, white half runners canned, that's just the best green bean you can eat. Though to me, the two things you put up, which I don't do that anymore, but I used to can a lot. One year I canned 100 cans of green beans. Is that and frozen corn. I think home frozen corn is wonderful.
I would agree.
Okay, we worked that subject out.
We did. What else have we got in the strawberry line?
I've got
here?
A strawberry cloud pie.
Okay.
Now, this is an easy, but it's really cool and refreshing. And, you know, if you're going to stir something up real quick, you take an 8-ounce container of Cool Whip and 8 ounces of cream cheese, and a cup of powdered sugar, a pint of fresh strawberries, a package of strawberry glaze, and a graham cracker crust. And you could use a regular pre-baked crust if you wanted to. Combine the Cool Whip cream cheese and powdered sugar and pour it into the graham cracker crust. Cut up the strawberries and mix with the glaze and add to the top of the pie. Refrigerate and serve.
That is simple.
It is. And it's really very tasty. That you fret your sweet strawberries and the Cool Whip, and then that little tartness. Cream cheese gives stuff like that a little tartness, I think, that I like.
I also like the graham cracker crust.
Yes, I like that too. There's something that with this, I like that. Something about that graham cracker in there. It just is a good taste of that cream cheese, and I wish we had a piece of that right now.
That would be good.
If I'd have been good, I would have made one of those early this morning.
I fear that if you start cooking what we're giving the recipes
we won't be able to get in and out the doors, Mike.
No,
I'll have to help you up the steps.
Getting this recorded would also be a chore if we were eating, so.
And people would be mad at us, too.
They would.
Because they'd say, I can't believe y'all are sitting there eating. I think they think we are sometimes, because people say, oh, you made me so hungry.
Well, now, I will tell you, every time we record one of these, I walk out of here thinking, how long is it until lunch?
Well, now I've got a classic here, and I've given this, I don't know, I think I've given it on the radio, but it's just something that, it's a person's recipe that is them and so classic. It's Joyce Smith's famous strawberry cake.
Okay.
Joyce Wortham Smith. I honestly believe, you and I were discussing strawberries earlier, there's probably no telling how many cakes Joyce has made. During the time she worked, she brought them to the bank. I always said her cake pan had more miles on it than the Greyhound bus. She brought it time and time again, and she's taken them to everybody who's sick and who has a dad in the family. Joyce, wonderful person. But this strawberry cake is just personified her. I never see a strawberry cake that I don't think of her. You do see strawberry cakes, but this is really good, Mike.
Okay.
3 cups of strawberries, fresh or frozen, 1 box of strawberry cake mix, 4 eggs, 1 small box strawberry Jell-O, 3/4 cup oil, and 1/2 cup of water. You mix your cake mix, your Jell-O, eggs, oil, water, and about one half of the drained strawberries with the mixer on slow speed until blended. Mix for about 2 minutes on medium speed, you know, to give it a little poof there. And you pour into a greased and floured or sprayed 9x13 pan. You bake at 350 for about 30 minutes. Then you melt one stick of butter in a saucepan, add 3 cups of powdered sugar and remaining strawberries and juice. Cook until all is mixed well and pour over warm cake. Mine is never as good as Joyce's. I just think she's made so many she can make it in her sleep. It is good. You'll never talk to anybody that's worked with Joyce, which a lot of us did through the years. Then when you say strawberry cake, they say, where? She would bring one in, it would be a mad rush to the kitchen. You better get up there quick.
Because it wouldn't stay.
It wouldn't last long. But it's she's a wonderful cook and a wonderful person, and that's a pretty good cake.
Okay. Well, Miss Sammy, we have used strawberries in 3 different recipes here today.
Can you?
If people are strawberry fans, you've made them happy.
Right.
If they're not, you've given them a very good entry into strawberry loving.
And, you know, a lot of people are selling strawberries and raising strawberries and giving strawberries, and the ones you get at the grocery are pretty good this time of year.
Okay.
You know, I don't like a California strawberry in the winter because it has a big yellow core in the center of it, but all of these are good, and you can use those in the recipes, and they're not as bad, but this is the epitome of the time to have strawberries.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell us.
Oh, I don't ever trust a skinny cook.